is my favorite show.
Another day of sports talk in the Champlain Valley. It's Sports Saturday on 101.3 ESPN.
Oh, I love it. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Okay, stop. We got plenty.
Good morning. It's Sports Saturday here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. We were talking earlier with Sporting News' Bill Bender, Jake, about how special a day this could be in college football. There's so many implications could be happening. But none more, in my opinion, than what's happening in Miami as Notre Dame, the number 3rd-ranked team in the country, is heading down south to take on the U, the 7th-ranked team in the country, in a huge game. And who better to talk to than the South Bend Tribune's Tyler James. Good morning, Tyler. Good morning, buddy. What's happening?
Good morning. Glad to be with you guys.
So let's get right into this game. Exciting time here if you're an Irish fan. I think it's a surprise. For someone that covers the Irish as closely as you are you surprised at this turnaround this team's had?
I would say to this extent, yes. I did expect a turnaround. I did expect an improved team. I think at the outlook, I predicted a 9-3 season. But to be this dramatic, to have such a commitment to the running game, has been the biggest shock, because Brian Kelly's teams really haven't done that. And obviously the defense has just been so much completely better with Mike Elko in his first year as a defensive coordinator, for forcing turnovers, preventing rushing touchdowns. All of those things have combined to make Notre Dame such a powerful team. And when you can run the ball like they do and prevent teams from scoring like they do, it's hard to argue with that recipe. And they've really maximize their potential with that.
Tyler, one of the things I think is interesting about this team is, to me, they should be undefeated, because it looked like Brian Kelly just didn't trust Wimbush enough to put the ball in his hands to win that game against Georgia. And now all of a sudden Wimbush looks like a seasoned veteran out there, and we talked about that running game. Did you see that same type of Brian Kelly early in the season, just wasn't quite trusting him enough early in the year?
You know, I actually think they maybe trusted Brandon too much. I think they maybe expected more from him than he was able to give them, at least in the passing game. I think Brandon hasn't really had any problems running, but in the passing game, he did have issues earlier and he's kind of slowly progressed. I think if you'd seen Brandon beforehand in practice, he looked really good, and I don't know that he really lived up to his potential early in the season as a thrower. And I think maybe Notre Dame was just a little bit overwhelmed in that environment with Georgia's defense, which was just so fast. And I think Notre Dame maybe even learned some things about how to play to its strengths better against a team with that kind of speed. I think they probably were better off running straight at Georgia rather than trying to run around them. And so I think it'll be interesting to see how what they did learn from that game applies this week, because I think Miami's probably the only team that you can really compare in terms of speed defensively that Notre Dame's gone against besides Georgia.
How special is Josh Adams?
Josh is really special. He's an interesting kid, certainly one that's not in love with the idea of him being a Heisman candidate and all the hype that's been surrounding him and the promotional aspect of it, but really down-to-earth kid. He's really different. I mean, you don't really see many running backs like him with his size that run kind of upright like he does, but he's hard to take down. And with the offensive line that's blocking in front of him, he knows where to go, and he gets there quickly. And once he gets in the open field, he's hard to track down.
Talk to me about playoff ramifications. Notre Dame loses today, and I imagine they're pretty much just out of it. What does Miami still have a path? Is it possible that with an ACC championship, they get back in this thing? Where do you see each team headed after today's game?
Yeah, I do think it's kind of weird. Even though Notre Dame's the higher-ranked team and coming into this game, and maybe some people expect them to win, I think there's probably more pressure on Notre Dame to win, because if they do lose, you're right, they don't have anything else to play for in terms of the college ball playoff in all likelihood. Miami certainly would have a chance to win the ACC still, because this wouldn't affect that. Then I think there's a chance that, you never know, a one-loss ACC team could certainly get back into the college football playoff. So I do think that it's kind of weird. Notre Dame's been playing pretty much every week since the Georgia game, knowing that they can't lose another game to have a shot at the college football playoffs. So that they're kind of used to this pressure. And obviously Miami kind of felt that pressure last week and was able to win against Virginia Tech. And so I'm expecting quite the game tonight.
We are talking to the South Bend Tribune's Notre Dame insider Tyler James here on Sports Saturday, 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. Tyler, Brian Kelly going into this year, I think, it looked like he was in the hot seat. I mean, where do you think he stands now as far as what this team's doing?
Yeah, I think that he's in a comfortable spot now. I think Notre Dame really, although that he was in a tough spot, they really did support him in the fact that they really committed to offensive coordinator hires and defensive coordinator hires to support him. And despite all of what we would think that he's on a hot seat, Jack Swarbrick was very vocal in supporting him in the offseason that he wanted Brian Kelly to stay. And so, yeah, I think he's comfortable now. Certainly put himself in a position to not only be successful this year, but if everything keeps going well, to have the next couple of years still, because this isn't necessarily an old team. They have a lot of young guys playing important roles right now. So if you can keep things rolling like they are, I think Notre Dame and Brian Kelly are both in a good spot.
The turnover chain has been the talk of the week. I'm not sure if I saw more turnover chain signs or Rudy was offside signs on College Game Day today. Both, I'm fine with both, lots of both. Do you think this Miami defense finds a way to really show up in a big way today?
It's going to be tough. I think they're going to have problems trying to stop Notre Dame's running game. I don't know that that's going to be easy for them, but I do think they'll probably try to find a way to force some turnovers. They're good at forcing turnovers, but Notre Dame's been pretty good at protecting the ball. They haven't turned the ball over since the North Carolina game, and that was when Ian Book was playing, the backup quarterback, and he had two interceptions. So Brandon Wimbush hasn't had a turnover since the Michigan State game. So it's been some time since for Notre Dame that's been able to turn the ball over. So it's going to be a matter of who can kind of protect the ball better, I think, this week, and that'll probably determine the outcome.
One of the best things I saw from game day this morning was the touchdown Jesus that was holding up the U. It creates the U.
Talk about
a slap in the face. That should make Irish fans mad all over the place. That's just terrible. How big a deal is it for this rivalry? I can remember I grew up. I'm my early 40s, so the late 80s and early 90s was a great time to be a college football fan. If you were a Notre Dame fan or a Miami fan, it was a lot of fun. It's a huge rivalry. How important for college football is this rivalry if it could rehash itself?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I think it has a cool history, and that always helps rivalries. And Notre Dame and Miami recruit a lot of the same guys out of Florida. So there's guys like this year, RJ McIntosh, who plays defensive line for Miami, and his younger brother, Dion, is a running back at Notre Dame, and they have a younger brother, Kenny, that's being recruited by both teams. So there's a little bit of a family situation there. So a lot of these guys had Miami offers that are at Notre Dame and some vice versa. So I think it would be good for college football to have something like this happen. I don't know that we're going to get it on a yearly basis because Notre Dame has so many other quote unquote rivalries that they try to keep intact. But to be able to play Miami once every few years, I think would be important, and especially if both teams can play at the level that they're playing at right now.
Tyler, there's been a debate for a long time about Notre Dame's schedule. They're an independent; they don't play in a conference. Do you think that helps them, or do you think that's a detriment to them?
I think I don't know that it helps them really in any way. I think it does help them that they can make a schedule that is equal or better than some of the conference teams. They don't have to play the lower ranked conference teams in the conference, although they will get assigned some of with their five ACC games, they will get assigned some of the lower ranked teams in the ACC on a yearly basis sometimes. But they can make sure that they're playing tough competition. Bringing in schools like Georgia to play against them in a home-and-home series. They got Ohio State scheduled in the future. Obviously, Michigan will be back on the schedule next year. So I think it helps them that they have that flexibility, but it does hurt them in ways that they don't have a conference championship game, obviously, and that is something that can obviously aid someone in getting into the college football playoff. And it sort of puts more pressure on them throughout the season, I think, because you never know if one loss is going to be enough to kind of eliminate them from the playoff conversation.
And that's what my argument is to people that say, well, Notre Dame's schedule, they don't have to play in a conference. But to me, Notre Dame's schedule is tougher than, I would say it's tougher than Alabama's schedule. I would say it's tougher than Clemson's schedule. I would say that Notre Dame schedules more big-time teams than any other team in the country. And you're absolutely right, Tyler, by saying that there is no conference championship that you can kind of remedy a loss early in the season with. So to me, it's a detriment to Notre Dame, and it's a benefit if Notre Dame can do what they're doing right now, and it kind of shows that they do belong in the playoff conversation. Am I correct?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of all or nothing situation for Notre Dame. If they're able to win against all the teams that they put on their schedule, they're going to be in that college football playoff hunt. I think it's going to be hard to to hold an undefeated team, Notre Dame team, out of the playoff ever, and certainly maybe even sometimes a one-loss team out of the playoff, just because. And certainly some of it's happenstance. If you're playing some programs that are traditionally good, certainly they've had Miami on the schedule before, but Miami hasn't been itself in previous right. years. So, but this year, this game really matters. So some of it is happenstance of whether or not the programs you expect to be good to remain good by the time you play them. But I think that it all kind of sorts itself out, and Notre Dame's always going to have a chance to be in the playoffs if they go through with an undefeated season or a one-loss season.
Do you expect tonight to be a close game?
I do expect it to be a close game. I think it's going to be a tough one for Notre Dame to win. I do think that Notre Dame will be able to come out on the winning end, but it's going to challenge them, and I think Brandon Wimbush is going to have a big night, and the defense is going to have to keep Miami in check and be able to force some turnovers and win the turnover margin tonight.
Tyler James, South Bend Tribune. Thanks, buddy, for the time. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Interesting conversation from a guy that knows the team. And, yeah. and again, you know, Notre Dame, where they've come from last year, which was an absolute embarrassment
amazing,
last season.
Yeah.
It really is amazing where they've come.
It's, the up and down's pretty crazy. I mean, to be in a national championship game just a couple years ago yeah. and then to fall off the cliff with
But so much drama with Notre Dame.
Yeah.
If you remember Everett Golson,
yeah,
I mean, you know, they go to a national championship against Alabama, get blown out, and then Golson is kind of hurt, and he's transferring, and they bring in Zaire. He gets hurt, then they bring, you know, they just, it's been kind of a weird,
odd,
a lot
yeah.
of good athletes at the quarterback position,
sure.
but you bring in this kid Wimbush, Brandon Wimbush, who comes in as kind of an unknown. He's really solidified this offense,
get
and they've
done.
Got this running game that's phenomenal. If you haven't seen Josh Adams run yet, this kid is a beast. He is
absolutely.
Unbelievably talented, strong, fast. He's the whole package. People are talking about him for the Heisman Trophy all of a sudden. You got an offensive
this
line
could
that's
be
protected.
His day, for sure.
It really could be.
Yeah.
And then the defense is what I think is so impressive. This defense last year was Swiss cheese.
Not good.
You know, and this defense now can play with anybody in the country. However, last week, one of the things that you got to look at that I didn't like last week about Notre Dame was they had a big lead against Wake Forest, but Wake Forest ran the ball against them,
yep.
which is something that nobody's done all year against Notre Dame. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in Miami. But listen, there's no question, going down to Miami to play an undefeated Miami Hurricane team, all that history down there, the rivalry,
crazy,
it's
going to
be intense. There's no question about it. But 8 o'clock tonight on ABC, you can check that game out.
And the best fight song there is.
No, Miami's?
No.
Notre Dame's.
Well,
oh, Notre
Dame, of course.
Oh, my God. I love that
just
fight
love
song.
It.
I mean,
yeah. sir,
that fight song's a great one. Michigan's fight song's a great
funny
one.
Funny you say that. Yeah, I was
you
thinking
know, that's
the same
another
thing.
One that,
Michigan,
you know,
Notre
they're,
Dame for me. Yeah.
And they're very similar.
Yeah.
You know, like I'll find myself, you know.
which is which. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, you know, but fight song, that is a, Notre Dame fight song is great. Definitely gets you fired up. Unless you hate Notre Dame, then you hate that
song. Then not as much, but.
Yeah, I'm a Virginia basketball fan. I'm not in love with their fight song.
No, not so good.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge Notre Dame guy. My granddad liked Michigan and Notre Dame. And I just that'll stick with
wait,
me
wait,
forever.
He liked them both?
How about that?
How does that happen?
I don't know.
He must be a very kind
from
man.
From Michigan, and then somehow Notre Dame got in there. So.
Yeah, Notre
maybe
Dame,
he hated them, and I just remember seeing them on TV.
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know.
And I know people do. Like, I grew up, my father was supposed to be, long story short, he almost went to Notre Dame. I have two cousins that graduated from Notre Dame. Actually, one of my cousins got married in the Basilica at Notre Dame.
Oh, wow.
Which was
yeah,
unbelievable.
That's,
what a, that's some
Dame,
campus.
Yeah.
That Notre Dame campus is great. So we were hanging out down there. But I've always been a big, you know, and just the aura of what Notre Dame is. And it's fun to see as a fan of them that they're back kind of prevalent
agreed.
Again. And I think, like I said, I think it's good for programs like that to be big time. But I also would like to see USC come back a little
me
bit,
too.
Which we thought was going to happen.
Too.
I would have liked, I'd like to see Florida come back a little bit
yeah.
back in the national fold. Texas, schools like that.
Speaking of game day signs, someone had a sign that said UF versus FSU. And November 12th, and it said on Nickelodeon.
I'm gonna tell you something.
And I was like, I like it.
There is some that's better than the show. Those signs. That's
yeah.
why. That's the reason I tune in is I want to
no,
see
I
those
agree,
signs.
Yeah.
And I like Corso. I like to see whose head he puts on his head. See who's gonna
yeah.
win. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Can you believe the show's over?
Almost over. Yeah, this is it.
Good news for the people listening. And bad news for us three.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
And Rudy was offsides.
Nah, come on.
Just saying.
Give me a break. Rudy's a man. You know the guy that played Rudy? What was his name?
I'm going to forget, but he also played the Hobbit.
Yeah, he's a Hobbit.
Yeah, yeah.
I bumped into him in the Rutland Mall back in like 1996 or something.
Oh, wow.
Stranger like I walked
things,
right
though.
By him. I was
you
like,
talked
Rudy?
About Stranger Things last week. He's in Stranger Things too.
Dude, I haven't
second
seen
season.
That show.
Second season.
I heard that's a good show.
Worth watching.
Nothing's like my Walking Dead, though, man.
I know you like the
that Walking
Dead.
That Walking Dead
stresses
you're me
like out. You're like seven seasons too
it
late.
It stresses
but
me out, my boy Rick.
Yeah.
And Daryl.
Yeah.
And what's the guy with the stick? I love that guy.
I'm going to forget his name.
Oh, come on. What's his name?
John Holmes.
I don't know who that is.
I do, and you're gross. We'll be right back.
Wimbush takes it himself, running up the middle of the field. He's on the way, all the way home. He's gone. Touchdown, Notre Dame. 50-yard touchdown. touchdown run by the remarkable Brandon Wimbush.
This is Sports Talk for the Champlain Valley. Online at 1013ESPN.com and on your FM at 1013ESPN.